The flight that took off from India last Friday was scheduled to bring 150 vulnerable Australians back home, but returned with only 80. Out of those left behind, 46 had tested positive, 24 others were close contacts. The reliability of Qantas's testing protocol has now come under attack. Reports say that CRL Diagnostics, which Qantas relied on for its pre-screen test, had just last month lost its accreditation under India's National Accreditation Board for Testing and Calibration Laboratories as a result for not complying with accreditation procedures. Along with this revelation comes news that at least 10 of those who initially tested positive for COVID have now tested negative and could have boarded the repatriation flight on Friday. No other flights are scheduled to return from India to Australia for now. Responding to the concerns, the Australian government has defended Qantas's testing protocol as strong and rigorous, citing the need to err on the side of caution. Meanwhile, at least 9,500 Australians remain stranded in India. 950 are classified as vulnerable and are uncertain of when arrangements will be made for them to return home. Samuel Wong, Brisbane.